Hi, Hopeless Joy here, wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. Welcome back and thank you for joining me on this stained glass spirituality fun fest. The world is changing. Why don't you? How can I be a better version of me? I'm learning new things every day. So a little continuation. Did you know that Gandhi said that cowards can never be moral? People can know what is right and even want to do what is right, but still not act rightly. Why? Because they are afraid. They lack the courage to support their own convictions. We, as a human race, we need courage to face the unknown. We need courage to let go of irrational fears. And we need courage to face our own deaths and courage to allow others to help us through difficult times. We need the courage to ask for help if we need it. We need the courage to let others in. We also need the courage to be ourselves, to take responsibility for our actions, to overcome the fear of disapproval or rejection. It takes courage to openly listen to other people and to admit your mistakes and then have the courage to do what must be done to fix those mistakes. Courage frees us to find new and more awesome, better ways of being with others and ourselves. And fear of letting go, it keeps us prisoners of our own making. The courage to face what is, to seek the truth, the real truth in the reality of things, it allows us to become free of pointless fear. Because he, the coward, only looks out for himself. It's one of those, we were never friends and we never will be. We all experience fear, and that's universal. A coward avoids, turns from, or gives into what they fear. And that's, they could lie, run away, hide, deny, ignore. It's just the simplest to say that when the time comes, a hero stands up. A coward gives into their fears. And when that same person admits that they are afraid, even if only to themselves, but they do not allow fear to dictate their actions, that's what's called courage. When one does not allow greed or lust or sloth or envy to affect one's actions, it's called integrity. Integrity and honor and industry and duty, and it's these virtues. When the heart and the mind are at peace with each other, choices are made in the light, not the darkness, of one's deepest beliefs and ethics. It's when you make good choices, not poor choices, not fear of consequences, not monetary gains, not creature comforts or personal conveniences. To be courage is the ultimate expression of absolute free will. And it's a choice. Being courageous is speaking here today. Never thought I'd be doing this. During quarantine, things fell into place. Having courage to survive. Having the courage to take care of me. Having the courage to focus on more positivity and cut toxic shitsnitzel out of your life. It's when you start listening to your own advice. When you want a better life, well, damn it, make your life better. You have to believe to succeed, all that stuff. And take care of you. I love you. You love you. You are so freaking amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, universe, gods, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until we meet again.